Moncrief on News Talk.
I know we haven't had Halloween yet, and I'm about to mention Christmas, but at this time of the year, many people will be planning a Yuletide trip to Lapland. In 1995, 142 Irish people visited. Last year, it was 14,000. Figures that are reflected in many countries around Europe, and it's starting to have an environmental impact. Lotta Nahri is a journalist based in Finland. Lotta, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So could you give us an idea by how much tourism to Lapland has increased over the last few decades?
So I think compared to 30 years ago, it's gone up by something like 160%. And what we can see is a growth, especially in foreign tourists. So in the past decades, most of the tourists in Lapland have been domestic, so Finnish people from south traveling up to Lapland. But what we're seeing now is more and more foreign people from all over the world traveling to Lapland in recent years.
Yeah, and who encouraged that tourism?
Well, Lapland itself. So especially the city of Rovaniemi, which is the regional capital of Lapland. Also, it's the home of Santa Claus.
Yeah. So now, we're in the hundreds of thousands of people who visit Lapland every year at this point. What kind of development has taken place to cater for them?
So we're seeing, obviously, more and more tourism infrastructure being built all over the region. It's obviously a longer term development, but I just participated in this journalistic project, Green to Grey, a cross-border project where we looked at all the developments that took place in Finnish Lapland between 2018 and 2023. And our analysis showed that 15% of all, you know, built developments in the region are now tourism related. We mapped a loss of nature that exceeded 2.7 million square meters around the main tourism hubs in Finnish Lapland. So what you're seeing is loads of new infrastructure being built, and obviously not only that, but new services that are catering for tourists, like loads of new routes for snowmobiles, all kinds of businesses providing husky sled rides, all kinds of northern lights tours, anything you can imagine. So really, you're seeing a massive increase in all kinds of services like this.
And the people who live in Lapland, how do they feel about this?
It's very difficult to generalize, because obviously many people in Lapland now earn their living through tourism. So tourism does bring jobs, and tourism is now an important source of income for many municipalities. So obviously there are positive angles to this, but it's at the same time, it's come at the cost for a lot of people. So in the city of Rovaniemi, for example, the regional capital and the main tourism hub in Lapland, there is a serious housing shortage now due to tourism. So housing prices are through the roof. Students are struggling to find housing because short-term rental through platforms like Airbnb is very popular now. So it's really having an impact on a lot of local people now. Also, I want to mention the Sapmi people, so the indigenous people that live in the north of Finland, as well as Sweden, Norway, and Russia. They are very worried about the way in which the tourism centers are now expanding, and how new cabins and new hotels and glass igloo resorts and all kinds of services are now built in increasingly remote areas. And that is having an impact on the traditional livelihood of Sami people, which is reindeer herding.
And how is it impacting the reindeer herding?
So reindeer herding is, you have to understand, it's this semi-nomadic practice. So families move, you know, with their herds. In the past, they moved with their herds in search of grazing areas. And it's still the case that it's the people, it's the reindeer herders who are herding the reindeer, and this they have large, vast areas of land where you have pastures at different seasons. So there's this like seasonal migration. So what is happening now is obviously with the tourism infrastructure growing, it's what it means to the reindeer herders is that the pastures in which the reindeer graze are increasingly fragmented. And it's not only the tourism infrastructure and the constructions that are having an impact, but it's also, you know, now that you have more and more tourists that need to be entertained in these areas, then you have tourists going on husky sled rides and snowmobile rides, and this obviously it's they have more and more encounters with the actual reindeer and the reindeer herders, and this experience is very stressful for the reindeer as well as the herders, because they are now struggling to manage their herds. So yeah, they're finding the situation increasingly stressful, not only because of tourism, but there's also many other land uses that are now putting a pressure on the pasture. So we have new mines, we have more and more forest loggings, all kinds of different land use pressures that are impacting the reindeer herders, which means that tourism as well is having a bigger impact.
But we've seen in many other parts of Europe where there have been, such as in Venice, there are attempts to limit the amount of tourists arriving. Might anything like this happen in Lapland, or is there any indication from the authorities there that they might think about this?
I don't see any indication of such. There are local people who are voicing their concerns, but I don't see a development where any local authorities would actually start limiting the number of tourists. There are talks about, you know, how do we manage the problem? And authorities have recognized that, you know, maybe we have to sort of manage the tourism in terms of, like, you know, there's talks about like tourists, maybe we should centralize tourism in certain hubs in such a way that they wouldn't then have such a large impact in the outside the main tourist hubs, which is where reindeer herders, for example, operate. So there are talks about this. I'm a little bit skeptical, though, because if you look at the way in which Lapland is marketed to tourists, it's sold as this luxurious place where you can experience the wilderness. So it's the whole selling point. So if, you know, if you really want to centralize the tourists in certain places, then it means that, by definition, these places are tourist centers and not the wilderness that the tourists are actually traveling to see.
Lotta Narhi is an investigative environmental journalist based in Finland. Lotta, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.